We're talking the Shire's Wavelength, FM 99.7.
Okay, Parkinson's. It's the second most common neurological disease in Australia after dementia. And it's alarming to think that 32 Aussies are diagnosed with the disease every day. It's actually even more shocking to know that 20% of sufferers are under 50. Well, my next guest has been described as one of Australia's finest vocalists and compared to the likes of Adele and Tina Arena and Amanda Canzullo, known by the stage name of Bloom, has become the official ambassador for the Shake It Up Australia Foundation, which has partnered with the Michael J. Fox Foundation on a quest to find a cure. Welcome back to the program, Bloom.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure, it's a pleasure. Look, last time we chatted, which was last year, you were wowing the audiences with that fabulous Adele and Amy songbook tour. How time flies.
I know, I can't believe it's been a year.
Well, this time you're touring not one country, but two, Australia and New Zealand, with the Linda Ronstadt songbook to celebrate 40 years since her tour Down Under. Firstly, tell us how and why you became an official ambassador for the Parkinson's Foundation.
Well, firstly, when I came up with the idea for the Linda Ronstadt songbook, I just wanted to bring deeper meaning to the tour. With the Adele and Amy songbook, it was fun touring and singing, and that's all great, but I kind of felt like, no, we need to do more and help more people. So when we came up with this tour, and of course Linda can no longer sing due to her Parkinson's,
yeah,
I thought, well, let's use this tour to bring a voice and raise money for this amazing foundation, which is doing some incredible work for Australians with Parkinson's. So it's so far so well. We aim to raise $20,000 over the course of this year with our tour.
Fantastic.
And we've just ticked over 5,000, so everybody's been extremely generous. And, yeah, I'm very excited to see if we can hit our goal just so that we can make a difference as well.
It must feel amazing to be able to use your voice in such a powerful way.
Oh, which is way more powerful than what I am as a human. So, yes, absolutely. Oh. We're bringing a nostalgic show to everybody and people are coming up to me after the show saying, oh, I felt 18 again, and that is just so beautiful to be able to give that to someone.
Yeah.
And then not only that, but people who can't attend the shows or people living with Parkinson's, you know, we're also helping them as well. So,
exactly. Yeah,
it's been an incredible year so far, so I'm really enjoying
Congratulations.
It.
Congratulations. Reminders of some of those hits. And do you have any favourites?
Oh, they're all my favourites. My favourite is the same as Linda's favourite, which was a song written by Little Feet called Willen, and it's known as a trucker's ballad, and I absolutely love doing that. But all of her songs were written by bands that everyone will recognise, like the Rolling Stones, the Everly Brothers, the Eagles. So we've got songs like Desperado, That'll Be the Day, It's So Easy, or, you know, so many amazing songs to look forward to.
And that's why the audience is saying, I feel 18 again.
That's right. It reminds them of those beautiful times in their lives.
In the 60s, of course, Linda was at the forefront of that, you know, folk rock, country rock movement. And yes, she had the amazing set of pipes, but the vocal range. She was later known for singing across such a wide number of genres, but collaborated with artists from diverse genres. I mean, you can't get any more diverse than,
absolutely,
like Philip Glass and then Frank Zappa.
I know, it's a little bit, well, you know, I don't have a mariachi band coming, so we're not doing the Mexican stuff.
You're not doing the Latin bit. Okay.
But you know, there are some surprises. I'm not going to give them away. But yes, that's something that I really admired about her as a vocalist, is that she tackled whatever genre she wanted to sing.
Absolutely.
And she did it so well, and it was so eclectic, which makes the show so much fun.
Yes.
Because you do have your beautiful ballads that are the tearjerkers, and then you've got this rock song that kind of jolts everybody out of their seat. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, she was fearless, which means you're fearless.
I think I'm getting there. It's definitely, this show's opening up my vocal range and putting me in places of my voice that I haven't really lived before. So that's really exciting.
Wow.
To own range. And she said that as well in her memoir, when she would take on different roles, where, like, I think it was the musical theatre stuff that she did really opened up the top part of her voice. And now that I'm listening to everything back from the Stone Ponies to her later stuff in the 90s, you can really hear how her voice developed and matured over the years, which is exciting as a vocalist to keep exploring different parts of your voice. So I can really resonate with what she was talking about.
Yeah. Okay, this is one night you don't want to miss. Jump online and grab your tickets to hear the powerful, soulful voice of Bloom with the Linda Ronstadt Songbook. It happens at Brass Monkey Cronulla on Saturday, the 30th of March. And thank you, Bloom, for joining us today on 2SSR.
Thanks again for having me.